Audio Renaissance presents Specimen Days by Michael Cunningham. Read for you by Alan Cumming. In the Machine. Walt said that the dead turned into grass, but there was no grass where they'd buried Simon. He was with the other Irish on the far side of the river, where it was only dirt and gravel and names on stones. Catherine believed Simon had gone to heaven. She had a locket with his picture and a bit of his hair inside. "Heaven's the place for him," she said. "He was too good for this world." She looked uncertainly out the parlor window and into the street, as if she expected a glittering carriage to wheel along with Simon on board, serene in his heedless milk-white beauty, waving and grinning, going gladly to the place where he had always belonged.
"If you think so," Lucas answered.
Catherine fingered the locket. Her hands were tapered and precise. She could sew stitches too fine to see.
"And yet he's with us still," she said. "Don't you feel it?"
She worried the locket chain as if it were a rosary.
"I suppose so," Lucas said.
Catherine thought Simon was in the locket, and in heaven, and with them still. Lucas hoped she didn't expect him to be happy about having so many Simons to contend with. The guests had departed, and Lucas's father and mother had gone to bed. It was only Lucas and Catherine in the parlor, with what had been left behind. Empty plates, the rind of a ham. The ham had been meant for Catherine and Simon's wedding. It was lucky, then, to have it for the wake instead.
Lucas said, "I have heard what the talkers were talking, the talk of the beginning and the end, but I do not talk of the beginning or the end."
He hadn't meant to speak as the book. He never did. But when he was excited, he couldn't help himself.